With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, fans and the pros. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, in our final 50 minutes of airtime tonight. Be talking to Jimmy here in just a second as we kind of get a wrap up this hour with Saints and get you ready for the draft and the NFL playoff weekend. Going to be a great weekend. Lots of college basketball. A lot of great things to do this weekend, though the weather does not sound too good. That last news break didn't make it sound too good. Going to be a little rough.
Hey.
Start the fire.
You better start more than the fire.
Start that fire.
You better get some blankets.
Break out that Oban.
You better get some blankets and the Oban and the plants outside. You know, we close to spring. If they blooming, you better get you a blanket on top of them because they're going to be gone if not.
All right, Jimmy from Gretna. Jimmy, welcome to the show. Fans of the Pros, you're on with Mike and Deuce.
Hey, what's up, Mike and Deuce? I'm looking forward to meeting Deuce tomorrow at Rouse's. I'm going to brave the snow and the sleet and the hail and all that stuff. Hoping to see you tomorrow, Deuce. Get some autographs.
Hey, Jimmy, that's early. So we're going to miss that bad weather, knock on wood. That's early in the day.
I know. Hey, tell the Rouse's crew to put a big screen up behind you when you're meeting all the fans to watch that LSU basketball game because you're meeting greets right at the same time, man. LSU's got a big game. And look, if Bobby Hebert is listening, I know he's a big UNO basketball fan. They got a game with an in-state rival, Nicholls State, at Lakefront Arena tomorrow at 4 o'clock. That's going to be a good one. So I'm going to try to make that one right after meeting you. But listen, I usually call up about football. But right now, I'll give credit where credit's due. I've called up in previous years, you know, saying Stan Van Gundy and Alvin Gentry. I wasn't a big fan, Mike and Deuce. You know, maybe the age gap between the players and the coaches, it's just a different league now, whether it be NBA or football or whatever. You know, I hope that isn't the case with Brian Kelly and LSU. But I just saw there was a gap there. And Willie Green's doing a great job of getting these guys to play hard. I went to the game last night. I got a $3 ticket on the secondary market, which is sad, by the way. The city needs to support these guys. They won 3 of 4. They're in the playoff mix. They're one game from the final spot. And I want to get y'all's take on this. Do you guys – I mean, look, we don't know what's going to happen with Zion. I know when he's playing, he's great. Hasn't played one game this year, but if we keep creeping back into the mix, they keep playing hard for Willie Green, and we're winning 50% of the games or more like we are lately, and we're getting back in the mix. Do you guys see Zion maybe playing the last month or two of the season trying to get that playoff push, or at this point would you say it's at the halfway point of the Pelican season, it's safe to say we're going to shelf Zion and that's it? And I'm going to hang up. See you tomorrow, Deuce, at Rouse's. Over and out.
Over and out, Jimmy. No, it's been my opinion that as long as they were in the conversation, that Zion would be back as far as to be able to play. And right now, you know, it's kind of like the Michael Thomas situation with Zion because we obviously got the statement. You saw the statement. Zion had comments in it. But other than that, you know, he's been away rehabbing the foot. He's been up in Portland rehabbing the foot. And so from conditioning standpoint, we don't know where he's at from there. You don't know where the foot is as far as the rehab is concerned. But we do know what we know as far as with this basketball team. And I would not be surprised one bit for them to be buyers in the upcoming trade market. You know, which is about less than a month away. You know, I think that's February the 12th. And so I think this team is still going to be on the open market to add players to that roster to try to at least continue that push. And I agree with you. I mean, as a city, we've got to support this team. We've got to support this team. They are doing the one thing that we ask them to do that maybe you didn't consistently see with Coach Van Gundy and Coach Alvin, is give me effort each and every night. You don't have to win every game, but just give me effort each and every night. And I think this fan base has saw this team, for the most part, give them effort each and every night. And it becomes kind of like Coach Hunter talked about, where he wants it for 40 minutes. He doesn't want it for 20 minutes as far as a half is concerned. And obviously in the NBA, give me what you got. Give me what you got. And it's been fun to see. They play Brooklyn tomorrow. The Pelicans are on a 3-game road swing. They have Brooklyn. They have Boston. It's one more team. Hopefully, I can't think of the third opponent, but hopefully they can come back. When they come back home, they will be 2-3.
The Knicks.
Hopefully, because tomorrow, now you got KD, but you won't have you won't have Kyrie Irving because it's a home game, so Kyrie can't play. I mean, and so if they can figure out a way to get 2-3 on the road, man. You're putting yourself in prime position. I mean, because you look at Portland, you know Dame is going to be out at least 6 to 8 weeks, maybe done for the rest of the year. They're the team that right now is in the 10th seed. And then you look at where they are, the Clippers, they don't have Kawhi, they don't have Paul George. So you figure that they're going to start dropping down as well. They may be sellers trying to get rid of some of their better players. You've got an opportunity to kind of move on up and do some stuff. And then the other team that kind of is down there with you, Sacramento, if they blow that roster up and, you know, you're able to get your hands on Fox or somebody, then, hey, look, it may be, you know, you may put yourself in the situation. So it looks pretty good as far as what this team can do and what they want to be able to do.
I tell you, man, I've seen just a team that could have tanked,
mm-hmm.
could have said goodnight, shut the curtain, but now I see a team that believes in itself without Zion, and the rookies aren't rookies anymore, all that. So I just see a team that believes in itself a lot more night in and night out, and I think that's been a huge difference.
Been a huge, huge, huge difference, and you're getting – just give me effort.
Right.
Give me effort night in and night out. Your shot may not be falling. But give me effort.
Yep. Going to step aside, take a quick break. We got JT Gray coming up in the next block. So stick it here. WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. It's Fans and the Pros with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. Back after a quick break. Welcome back, Fans and the Pros. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to JT Gray.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Saints special teamer, who is first team AP All-Pro, second time for him, made the Pro Bowl this past year as well. Also, Demario Davis also was a second team AP All-Pro, but we'll be talking to JT Gray in just a few minutes. And the Saints have been working already. Earlier this week, Kawan Baker, Sharif Finch, Gerald Hawkins, defensive tackle Braxton Hoyett, defensive backs Dylan Maben, Jordan Miller, Kivari Russell, and Aesop Winston Jr. all got signed to reserve future contracts. Correct me if I'm wrong, Deuce, please, but these guys, you can get a reserve future if you did not finish on the active roster, but were either a practice squad guy or a free agent, and it goes into effect on the first day of what would be the NFL calendar
March.
Coming up for March.
Yeah.
So basically, nobody can touch you. You're signed until that point.
You got a contract,
right? You're on a contract.
You're on a squad, and so basically, they're signed to the New Orleans Saints. And so I know there were a couple guys even before that.
Right.
Blake Bortles was one of those guys. And so here's what you have to remember when you talk about a young man like Ian Book and Blake Bortles. What's the situation with the Saints and their quarterbacks? The other two guys that they have, we know one is on the roster, and the other one you assume that he will be on the roster.
You're talking about Jameis and Taysom?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what are their status right
one's
now?
One's going under surgery. It's going to have two surgeries. One's got a contract. One doesn't have a contract.
And
Jameis is a free agent.
But you just said the other thing, though. You just said the other thing. One is going under surgery.
Right.
And the other one just had surgery.
Coming back from surgery.
Yeah, the other one just had surgery.
Right.
So most people are like, well, why did they sign? Why did they sign,
insurance
Blake
policy.
Bortles? Well, not insurance. Normally, Sean, the past couple of years, because of COVID, they haven't done a lot in the offseason as far as, OTAs are concerned.
Right.
I'll be interested to see if they do have OTAs in New Orleans. And because of COVID, they haven't really pushed OTAs to do it. But if you have not minicamp.
Right.
If you have minicamp, well, who's going to throw the ball?
Right.
Who's going to throw the ball?
Well, isn't Jameis well enough to throw the football? He looked like he was running around on the field.
He's not signed as far as Jameis is concerned. So,
right.
You got to sign him first. Then even if he is signed to a contract, you don't want him rushed to be able to throw it when you talk about minicamp.
Too early.
Well, I mean, he can throw,
right.
But I don't want guys running at him and, him having to move and do things like that. And then the only other quarterback that is healthy before you sign Ian Book to a futures, before you sign Blake Bortles, is Ian Book.
Right.
Because Taysom, not to say that it's going to take all summer, but you don't want to rush him either. He's going to be coming off of two procedures on his foot.
We're talking 2 months before training camp. You just don't need it.
And so that was one of the reasons they did sign Blake Bortles to that contract. But I'll be interested to see what the Saints do as far as OTAs are concerned.
We will have to wait and find that out. You're right. We're going to talk to JT Gray. Going to step aside, take a quick break. Fans into Pros, AP first teamer JT Gray after the break. Stick with us. Welcome back, fans into Pros. Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister. And for the fifth consecutive year, Saint at least one has made All-Pro, and one of them makes...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
First team, kind enough not only to call in, but kind enough to sit on hold while we were in that commercial break. JT Gray, man, congratulations. Welcome to the show, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister. Great day for you.
Appreciate it, man. Glad to be here, man. Glad to have me.
So how did you find out? Just how did you get the news, so to speak?
Actually, I got it on my way home. I was headed home to Mississippi today, my hometown, Clarksdale, Mississippi. And I was on the phone with a couple of my brothers, Elson Jensen and Jacoby and Tyler. And I just got a notification come across my phone that said I've been selected the first team All-Pro. And, you know, I shared the news with them, and we all, you know what I'm saying, had a mini celebration on my way home. And, you know, it was a good experience and, you know what I'm saying, blessing to be respected by the coaches and my peers to be nominated as first team All-Pro.
You were selected to the Pro Bowl as well. Where do the two rank for you?
A lot of people say All-Pro is better than Pro Bowl, so I'd rather just, you know what I'm saying, keep All-Pro, be, you know what I'm saying, have that as rank number one over the Pro Bowl, because that's the thing that really, really matters.
JT.
Yo.
Now, this is probably one of the few times you're going to get me to say go Dawgs. I have to tell you, congratulations. Huh?
I said, you know it's Hell State all day.
Oh, man, don't you start now. We just getting started. You already talking about L. Jink over there, and, you know, he another bulldog that's riding high. But, no, I have to tell you, congratulations. And, man, I think it's a honor that's well-deserved. And, you know, you earned it. You know, and if you're just being honest, you earned it. But I want to just get, you know, we talked a little bit earlier, obviously you were not on, the mindset for you week in and week out, but even going into the season, what's the mindset like? And just to let, you know, people know what you're thinking.
Mindset is to be the best that I can be, to be the best in the league, you know, coming back better than I was before, just prepping my mind, you know what I'm saying, staying focused on the process of what's going on each and every day and staying present in the moment. And I set my goals, and I told a couple people the goals that I accomplished this year, but the main thing is I put those up, and then I just focus on the process each and every day, because if I accomplish those daily goals each and every day, then it's going to be inevitable for me to accomplish the bigger goals. You can't accomplish the bigger goals until you accomplish the smaller goals first.
From a study standpoint, what are some of the things and how much time are you putting in from learning not only from what the game plan is this week, but from what my opponent does and what little edge I can kind of get? Give me a time frame.
I'll say about an extra 30 to an hour after practice. After we finish doing our position meets, going with a couple of my guys, Drew, Zach, Jeff Heath, we go in there, we'll watch for an extra 30 minutes to an hour. Then I'll go home, chill for a little bit, then I get back right back at it again for like another hour or so. I study my opponent, just like different situations. I want to be situational. Be aware of what's going on in different situations in the game. That's what our coaches always preach is, you know what I'm saying, you have to be aware of what's going on in different situations because players, they operate different in those different situations, so you have to be aware of that. And so that's why, you know, I try to critique myself and pay more attention to that because that's what really matters.
When you see a different formation or you see a different number out on the field and it's not supposed to be there, what are some of the things that goes through your mind? I mean, are you just barking out some signals? Are you alerting anybody? What are you doing?
We alert. Everybody out there is alert. So everybody is pretty much on the same page when it comes to the details. So I study my opponent, and I have keys, certain keys that knowing that if it's run a pass in certain situations, and say, for instance, a linebacker or cornerback or safety might have some things that they know that they've been studying from their one-on-one opponent, and they'll give a bark out, you know what I'm saying, just give those type of tips out during the game, even though it might not happen, but it's kind of a chance, a high percentage chance that it might happen, depending on the situation.
JT, my last couple of you, I mean, for you as far as questions, man, what's going on in Stark Vegas tonight? What y'all headed to the crossroads? What y'all got going on in Vegas tonight?
Oh, I'm in my hometown, Clarksdale, right now. You know, came back to see some of my fam, chilling. I don't know exactly what's going on at Hell State, but you know they get jiggy sometimes. You know. It's a good college experience over there. You know, I don't know about the other schools, but
go ahead now.
They right, you know.
Hey, well, even Clark Vegas. I mean, what's happening in your hometown? I mean, that's what I was telling some people. You know, I told him you that young man from Clarksdale. He moved to Vegas, but he moved back to Clarksdale.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have some certain things that's going on. Probably not this month, but during the summertime, we have things that, you know, spike up. You know, we got Home of the Blues. We got the Juke Junk Festival. We got the Blues Festival. A lot of things for tourists to come in and, you know what I'm saying, have a good time.
Oh, no doubt.
We know for a couple things besides athletes.
I wouldn't. I don't doubt that at all. Ellis Williams. Ellis is probably a little bit for your time, but, you know, that's one of my guys. And obviously, you know, me and Metcalf, we go back. But the last thing for me,
mm-hmm.
When you hear Atomic Dog come on and you and Malcolm.
It happened the other day.
You and Malcolm decide to act like good bros. Why y'all cutting up, man?
We weren't cutting up. It's just, you know, it's the Omega spirit. Like, that just take over your body when you hear that Atomic Dog.
Uh-huh.
It just take us back to the roots, you know what I'm saying? We were undergrad, you know what I'm saying? I get those flashbacks, and I just want to express how I'm feeling at that moment.
I understand. So I can't call it strutting. What's the correct name for you? I mean, because obviously I ain't going to say that you're strutting out there, but, you know, what's the correct term?
We hop.
Y'all hopping. No, I apologize. Hop. All right, y'all hopping out there. I got you. All right. Well, I appreciate it, JT. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, JT, I just have one last one because it's hard to follow all that. It's tough to follow Deuce's daggone questions, man. we talked about second team being All-Pro in 2019 and the Pro Bowl, but being named one of the captains, being on that midfield before every game, because that comes from within. That's your fellow players making that decision. What did that mean to you?
It means a lot, you know, to be respected by the players in the locker room, to be nominated as one of the team captains, you know, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's something special. And I just took that role on, you know what I'm saying, just to lead my guys in the right direction.
And the last one I got, because you talked about how much, and people probably don't realize and don't understand the extra time that you put in on film to learn maybe some little move, idiosyncrasy some guy might have. The other half of that is heart and guts as a gunner. What's the difference for you? Like, are you more heart and guts, like nothing's going to stop you, or is it use your head, be smart, know what you're dealing with?
I do both. I'm not going to lie. I do both. And certain situations, like I always speak about situations because there's so many situations that happen in the game that you have to be aware of those. So sometimes they align up in a certain way, and I know which way we're from the punt, and I've just been studying them the whole year, and I know how they react towards certain gunners. Like, they'll play me differently than they'll play another gunner that I've been watching. So I kind of have an idea of how they're going to play me. So, you know what I'm saying, at the line, I sometimes make a move, and then I go. Or then sometimes, like, they might catch me off guard. They watch film, they get paid just like I do. So at that moment, you just have to go into a different mode, and, you know what I'm saying, you have to be relentless.
I lied. I got one more quick one. And it's only because Thomas Morstead was such an awesome punter, but to have Blake Gillikin come in and do what he has done inside the 10-yard line and inside the five, it's you and Dow down there, I mean, and Ty Montgomery. I mean, it's been kind of an amazing thing to watch his ball land inside the 10-yard line. Now, in practice, you've seen it already, but that's a great combination to have a Gillikin and guys like you and Dow and Ty Montgomery to down that sucker inside the five.
Yeah, that's good. Like, you know, on late punt, he put it in a good direction. I'm going down there. Either if I don't make the play, either Ty gonna make it or Drew Dow, or we got Zach Bond is gonna make the play as well, because we know how each other operate on the field. Like, we have to study each other as well as studying our opponents. So they know how I play on the field, so they work off me, and I know how they play off the field, and I work off them. So we both work hand in hand. And that's why we operate the way we operate, and being able to have success on these special teams, because the players on our team, we take it seriously. We got a whole lot of pride into it, and it's no mistake though why we're one of the best in the league.
Well, you're right, and well earned. We appreciate your time. Go celebrate, have a good time, be smart, be safe, and you know it's not easy what you do, but to set a new career high, 19 special teams tackles, 16 solo. Congrats, and thanks for calling into the show tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Y'all be safe, man.
Likewise.
JT Gray, right. Mississippi State, 2018, Pro Bowl, first time in his career, second time All-Pro. He was second team in 2019. And, man, it's just, you know, it's just heart and soul, man. It's, you know, I don't think anybody sets that and goes, I'm going to be a gunner. I remember we were talking earlier in the season when Ty Montgomery was out there, and it was almost or Kevin White. It was almost like a second chance to kind of stay on the roster, make an impact, let somebody see you. You want to be a wide receiver. You want to play running back, be in other positions, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And how guys attack that can speak a lot to who they are inside and what kind of team player they're going to be.
You got to just want a chance. You want an opportunity. And if you get the opportunity, you take advantage of it. And I think that's what really he has been able to do. Because like I talked about, you know, if he's 2 inches, 3 inches taller, he's an outside linebacker. And I think he's an all-pro outside linebacker. I mean, but that's not the case. And so you say, okay, well, you got to go play the safety position.
He played some dime towards the end of the season.
Well, he's in the dime package.
Yeah.
He was in the dime package. But here's the thing, though, also, when you look at it, it's probably not a position that he played a lot at, and then his position is probably in the box more so than anything else. And so, you know, when you're coming in, most teams aren't running on third down out of that dime package. So how can I make this team and make a contribution? And he's been able to show and do that he's willing to put in the time, the work, and the effort, and it's paid off for him.
Yeah, and it's just can you teach that? You know what I'm saying?
I can't teach your heart.
That's what I'm saying. You can't take
a
guy and go,
heart.
We're going to make you gunner because you're our fastest and you can break tackles. So what?
But you even as a gunner, you can be the fastest and still may not be the
That's
first
what I'm
guy
saying.
Down there.
You just can't take I can't take my fastest, best tackle breaker and say, you're going to be my gunner.
No.
Maybe
yeah.
He's like, you know, that ain't what he wants to do. And if you don't, want to do that job, you ain't going to do that
job.
You're
not going to do it. And right. So, you know, it is relentless effort. And it is 100% effort. And 9 times out of 10, you know that I'm going to have 2 guys that I got to go beat one. And that's normally where if I beat one, I'm going to get a figure out a way to beat the other one. And it's effort.
I remember you saying, I guess it had been a penalty on a punt. And you got, man, the punter's got to save his guys or call a timeout because those guys had just run 55 yards as hard as they can go.
Full speed.
Right.
Full speed.
Trying to break tackle, fighting a guy the whole way.
Full speed, and now it's a penalty, and they make you reload. It's reload. So as a punter and as a snapper of that play clock, whether it's 45 seconds or 25 seconds, you take every second. You take every second because you know because
you need it.
Soon as that ball is kicked, it's got to be another 55, 60 yard, and that's just if it's direct. You know, you may end up running 75 yards
right.
If it's to the side, and then we miss the open field tackle, and now we got a problem. We got a big problem because you might be running even further, but the punter has to take care of his cover guys, and it has to work hand in hand. A lot of times a punter, you know, he may average 45, 46, but is he out kicking his coverage?
Right.
Is he helping himself in that situation? And so, yeah, it's great to have a big leg. Oh, man, that's a pretty punt. You know, you've kicked it 65 yards, but guess what? Yeah, they just returned it 15 to 20
right.
yards.
That's why you mostly look at net, right?
Not only net, but what's the hang time?
Right.
You know, is he kicking it high enough that allows his guys to be able to get down there? I mean, but if you're just kicking a rocket and it's a low 60-yarder, he going to break it because you don't give your guys enough time to get right. down the field. It's a beautiful putt. Yeah, 60 yards. But guess what? They returned it 20 yards on you.
Right.
And so it has to work hand in hand.
Good to see. Good to see JT. Super nice of him to call in tonight. Got to step aside for a quick break. We'll be back. One more segment to go. News will be coming up here. No, actually, not at 8 o'clock, I don't believe. But we'll take a break here. Fans and the Pros, Mike Cost, Deuce McAllister, WWLAMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. God damn. Well, welcome back for the final block. Perfect music. Scott Alexander for the end block and really the last block of Fans and the Pros for this football season. I know we've spanned 2 years, 21 and 22. We wanted it to go longer, but the Saints season unfortunately came to an end. And so Deuce will be busy. Lots of different things. We'll be back as well. It's not like we're going away. We'll see in the NFL draft, Senior Bowl, free agency, and mini camp. And season will be here before you know it.
Yeah, just as far as the Fans and the Pro, you know, once the Saints season comes to an end, then our time on Friday comes to an end with you. But we're not going that far.
No.
We're not going that far.
We get an golf course.
Yeah, we get an opportunity to kind of charge our batteries and be mad and upset. But we'll still be around.
So I was told that the first time we play, and we'll play some golf here, you know, when the weather warms up, that – It's important that I impart the USGA 14 club rule when we play.
I don't have a problem with that anymore. I mean, the 40 golf clubs. I got 2 bags now. I had to get some.
so if you have you can as long as it's just 14 clubs per bag, but 2 bags on one cart, then you're good.
No. I don't even have two on one on one cart. That Zach Streif, I'm going to get him. But yeah. Not much better, but improved. How about that? Not much better, but improved.
Look, if I thought the number of clubs would help me, I would carry as many as I could get in there.
Well, it ain't the clubs. This is me. I was getting sucked into, man, you need a club for this shot.
What degree is that?
The problem is every shot is a difficult shot for me. So It became where you got almost 30 clubs in one bag. I mean, you got 3 clubs in one slot on the bag. And so it's like, all right, yeah, I got my backup driver. This one isn't working today, so I'm going to use this driver. And, you know, I got 2 different putters in there.
Who cares? I mean, who cares? Play, right?
I care.
No, I'm saying I don't care how many. You know, you should not be able to have backup. You don't let you have 3 baseball bats. You know what I mean? You got backups.
Yeah, but no, it became a little bit much to carry around. So, you know, you kind of got to get rid of that and say, hey, look, this is what I got. This is what I got to figure out.
Well, we will figure it out. We'll get Zach out there with us. How's that?
Man, I'm going to beat – he better give me some strokes, but I'm going to beat the mess out of him.
We appreciate it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Fans and the Pros, Deuce, as always, thanks for everything this football season on and off the field. Thanks for joining us for Fans and the Pros, and we will talk to you soon again. Just the end of this, but just the beginning of many, many other things. WBL AM/FM Odyssey app, WBL.com. Keep it right here. After the break, good night, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.